Bosom Selector on 95BFM.
Morena Sam.
Morena team.
Hey Sam.
Oh, I'm so good. Thanks for having
me. You're on
me.
The other side.
I know, it's cool.
How do you feel?
It feels really cool actually. Nice to be here.
It always feels
show.
A bit weird, I reckon, being on that side of the desk. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is not where I'm supposed to be.
Where are my buttons?
Where are the buttons?
This is Bosom Selector, which means we showcase one of our wonderful DJs here at BFM. We've got Sam, who does Tuesday Morning Glory. Talk to us a little bit about, you've chosen a few tracks for us, which mm-hmm. we'll get into in a second, but talk to us about how you got involved with BFM.
Oh, well, my journey with BFM, I started on the news team.
Yeah.
So I started writing the bulletins and doing the hourly bulletins for breakfast. Mm. That was when I was doing a journalism degree at AUT.
Yep.
And worked for a bit in the media, and now I'm back at uni.
Mm-hmm.
And what a good chance to hop back on the station.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Student radio, after all. Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And now you're doing Tuesday Morning Glory, which is popping off. It's so good.
Oh, thanks.
What's one of your favourite things about doing the show?
Well, I think for me, it's just to have something every week to a reason to find new music.
Yeah.
And keep up to date with new releases and just keep expanding the palette,
mm-hmm.
which is really nice.
That's cool. I also really like, I feel like you play a real eclectic mix of stuff on your show. Do you have any sort of go-to like vibes or genres or sounds?
Yeah, well, I think for me it's rooted a lot in sort of alternative rock. That's where my music taste first started. But then now I've got a sort of added electronic aspect, which I've been exploring over the past maybe 5 years for me.
Yeah, so I like the electronica that you play. I came in the other day and I was like, what is this? It's good.
Yeah, yeah. So it's nice to get some sort of more breakbeaty stuff going as well.
Sick.
I loved when you were doing, were you doing Thursdays? You were, weren't you?
Was,
and then it was Eli, and then it was me on Drive, and we all had really similar taste. And so we'd all be like, oh, the new releases would come out and Sam would play them, and then Eli, and then me. It's really funny how
it'd be a bit of a battle for the Mount Kimby or
Mount Kimby was a scramble. Scramble. Oh.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful though, that like, you know, you can have taste that overlaps and grows and kind of does its thing. You have brought in a bit of an electronica.
Yeah. I have. I had a few, but then when asked to narrow it down, I had to go with these two.
Yeah.
First of all, we've got this Lee Scratch Perry remix. It's called Like the Way You Should. It's from his album compilation of remixes called New Sound and Vision. And this one's remixed by Digital Mystic, so I'm not sure you guys know, but they're a London dubstep duo from still making music, but pretty active in the 2000s, so it's quite a nice little overlap of some classic Jamaican dub music and some like real grimy dubstep.
Yeah, classic. Ooh. This is an On You Sound record I'm seeing on the cover, which, I mean, that's just big green flag, isn't it?
It is.
Cool, let's have a listen.
We'll be right back.
this.
Yeah.
Good dubby business. Thanks. And like the dubstep just sort of slides in there, like
kind of just like sneaks up in your ear.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot to put your mic. That was so
Emily.
Not me silencing Sam on the segment that he's a guest on.
Whoa.
Oh dear.
Censoring this space.
sorry. So, show tomorrow.
Yeah.
What do you got lined up?
Well,
any sneak peeks?
I've got something very exciting for me, at least, which is, have you heard of Smog?
Yes.
Yeah, Bill Callahan. Yeah. I literally heard his music for the first time, I think last Thursday.
Oh my god, that got me so excited.
But it's a song called Dress Sexy at My Funeral.
Yeah.
It's
that
a very
is a
good
banger.
Track.
Oh my.
Awesome song title.
Yeah,
gosh.
And I heard it playing in, Blue on Broken Road.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, what is that? It's kind of like a little bit Lou Reed-esque.
Yeah,
lo-fi. Awesome.
It's a really interesting project. It's incredible. If you haven't listened to Smog, I used to play so much Smog on Morning Glory. Have a listen to Smog. Yeah. It's really worth it.
Agreed.
Yeah,
I love that, like hearing a song in a cafe and then do you Shazam it?
I sneakily Shazammed it.
I'm such a fiend for a Shazam, but I'm sort of embarrassed about it, so it's like press the button and like put it in my pocket.
Yeah, put it in the bucket.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Do you find that since doing a show on beat, your like ways of discovering music have expanded? And
yeah, I mean, like obviously BFM's on in the car.
Yeah. Good.
I'll find music that way. I love NTS.
Yes. Cool. Shout out NTS.
Yeah. So those are some of my top ways of finding music at the moment.
Yeah. It's really nice as well, you know, just completely bypassing all of those evil algorithms out there and just going back to music that's been curated, per se. Mm-hmm.
And, like, community radio is so good for that.
Yeah, it for you.
Connection. Human connection through music.
Specifically. Yeah. I freaked out when I saw your second track pick. I freaked out because it's from one of the Chill Pill compilations, which I believe is Public Possessions kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They throw them together like almost yearly at this stage.
Yeah, it's up to number 7 now, so I'm like, is it more than yearly? Like, I'm not sure, but it came out, the latest one came out about a month ago.
They are incredible. If you haven't listened to the Chill Pill compilations, like, go and spend a whole afternoon doing it. It's like a really good mix. Nice girls often there. Eden Burns is always on.
Yes, mainstay.
Yeah, they're just great. And you've chosen one of the newer one.
I have. Yeah, this track is called Message for Ostara. And it's by Dwai. I think that's how you say it.
I was
cast
having
it
trouble
out
with that.
To the BFM audience. And I think it's Welsh for number 2.
Oh.
Which is cool. So I think it's a duo. And I think at least one of them is Welsh.
Neat.
Which is very cool.
Sounds lush.
It's very lush. It's the whole compilation is like, I was having a look at it and it's sort of loosely based off the like Ibiza albums from the 90s, because Café Del Mar would put out these Balearic compilations. So it's very like ambient sort of, what do you call that, chill out or
chill pill.
Chill pill, exactly. So really like this one, the synths are amazing. It's actually quite beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Well, we can't wait to listen in tomorrow morning. Mm. And I'm excited for that Smog track.
Yeah.
Everyone, you can catch Morning Glory with Sam Tuesdays 10 till 12 or online via the Beatcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much, Sam.
Oh, thanks for having
Thank
me.
Thank you.
This week's Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.